from our prayers, that the Lord wants us to continue to be attentive to him and to wait for him. And I just want to introduce that time by reading some verses from Psalm 25. Into you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Saviour. My hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good. So let's spend probably five minutes or so just really coming before the Lord. If you want to do that standing up or sitting down or even kneeling, do so. But let's all lay our lives before the Lord. Let us give him all that we are. He owns it already. He's bought it. But give it back to him again, despite all of the events of the week or your current state of mind. Give him yourself back. Give him all of yourself. And help us indeed, O Lord, to come and be with us. Come and visit us, we pray.